Well, Mr. Tully pled to count one of the charges. There were three counts. The lesser charges were dismissed in exchange for a plea to the Class X felony. He pled to 30 years, which would be the maximum sentence. In this scenario, the state felt that it was appropriate due to his criminal history, the heinousness of the crime that was committed, and the pending charges he had elsewhere. This wasn't the only place he was doing it. He was committing residential burglaries in surrounding counties as well.
And the punishment for him, he's 56 years old, so 30 years times 85%, I assume that factors into he'll be in prison until he's around 81 years old, so that factored into some of that too.
Of course. Whenever we're fashioning a sentence, we look into all different sorts of factors. In this scenario, that did factor in. When you look at the crime itself and Mr. Ruth, how he's been able to recover or not recover in some ways, we felt that the maximum was appropriate here, and due to the truth in sentencing, the injuries he inflicted were heinous enough that he has to serve 85% of that sentence, so he will be in prison for most likely his natural life.
Now, the defendant in front of the judge offered kind of a quiet apology, but as he was leaving the courthouse, he was shouting "Dead Man Walking" in terms of like great theater, just kind of your response to the contrast of the apology in front of the judge, and then as he's escorted out of the courthouse, his reaction on what he was doing.
He did make a comment to the judge and that he apologized for any damage that he's caused. However, an apology is not going to get Fred Ruth his life back. It's not going to heal his injuries. He's never going to be the same. As far as the theatrics go, he's entitled, you know, to his freedom of speech. He can say that. He's facing, like we've already discussed, essentially natural life in prison. So whatever he needs to accept what he's done, if that's what helps him, that's what helps him.